Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 34. Christ comes again with holy power to lift our blinded eyes to see. The sick are healed, the sinner blessed, as on that eve in Galilee. Hymn number 34. Scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
Luke. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear along with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? James. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. 1 Corinthians, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, which you, like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 224. O Lord, I would delight in thee and on thy care depend. To thee in every trouble flee. My best, my ever friend. When all material streams are dried, thy fullness is the same. May I with this be satisfied and glory in thy name. Hymn number 224.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. And many of our Sunday school students who don't live in the area attend via telephone. So that means if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, you can call us, we'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives really saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers, so if you do show up, you can bring the whole family. And we've got a busy month this month. We're going to have a meeting of the membership on Thursday evening, September 26, at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And for those members who do not live close by or who cannot attend in person, the meeting will be held over the regular church teleconference number. That's September 26, 8 p.m. And then 2 days later, we're going to have our next Bible study session. That will be Saturday morning, September 28, at 10 a.m. And the Bible study questions are on our website. So if you want to get a head start, take a look at them. And please join us Saturday morning, September 28, 10 a.m., you'll be very glad you did. Our outreach is through, I think, 17, a lot of websites, all in different languages. And each of our websites contains the very finest Christian Science literature anywhere. And everything that we provide is provided without charge. And we are very grateful that many people have found the truth of Christian Science, have found our church through our websites. And that is why we are very grateful to those of you who contribute financially to this church, because we cost us a little bit to maintain these websites. And there's an article that I'd like to point out that's currently featured on our English language website entitled Possession by Mary Baker Eddy, where she clearly explains what it is that we think we possess. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will now be given by Andrea from Idaho.
From the chapter on Fruitage, page 623 and 24, Consumption Quickly Cured. I became interested in Christian Science nearly 5 years ago through the healing of my wife of what the doctors called consumption in its last stages. I have tried everything that I could get in the way of materia medica, and every doctor would tell me nearly the same story about the case. At last, they recommended for her only a higher, drier climate, and when she would be at her worst, to give her something to quiet her. I tried different climates, but she was no better, indeed worse. At last, she struggled along until the 1st of March, 1899. She had taken to her bed again. For 2 days and nights, she suffered, and I called a physician. He came and diagnosed the case and said that he could do nothing for her, but gave her some morphine tablets to take for rest. I gave her 2 of them according to direction, and just before the 3rd time to give her the 3rd, she called me to her bedside and said, "Don't give me any more of that stuff, for it does me more harm than good." So I turned and placed them in the fire. Though I did not then know anything about Christian Science, we had heard of it, but that was all. I gave her the last tablet at 8 o'clock that night, and about 9 o'clock the next day, a lady who had been healed in Christian Science visited her and introduced her to this great truth. She accepted it and thought she would try it. The lady loaned her Science and Health. She got the book about 10 o'clock that day and read it until dinner was called. She ate a hearty dinner, the first in about 3 days, and that same evening she dressed herself, walked into the dining room, ate a hearty supper, and enjoyed it. She slept well that night. She borrowed this lady's copy of Science and Health for 2 hours each day for 8 days and was healed. The first day that she read Science and Health, she weighed about 95 pounds. 3 months later, she weighed 135 pounds. Initials AJD from Houston, Texas.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Substance. The golden text is from 1 John. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." The responsive reading is from Proverbs, 2 Corinthians, and Ephesians. "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?
I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit."
Therefore, Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Craig will now read.
The Bible, Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. By it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before this translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Hosea. Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. I am become rich. I have found me out substance. Luke. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurions sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter into that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he doeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. John. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Matthew. And Jesus went out of the city unto into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I shall read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of Him, an unselfed love. A New Testament writer plainly describes faith, a quality of mind, as the substance of things hoped for. Substance is that which is eternal and incapable of discord and decay. Truth, life, and love are substance, as the scriptures use this word in Hebrews, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Spirit, the synonym of mind, soul, or God, is the only real substance. The spiritual universe, including individual man, is a compound idea, reflecting the divine substance of spirit. Faith is higher and more spiritual than belief. It is a chrysalis state of human thought in which spiritual evidence, contradicting the testimony of material sense, begins to appear, and truth, the ever-present, is becoming understood. Human thoughts have their degrees of comparison. Some thoughts are better than others. A belief in truth is better than a belief in error. But no mortal testimony is founded on the divine rock. Mortal testimony can be shaken. Until belief becomes faith, and faith becomes spiritual understanding, human thought has little relation to the actual or divine. The understanding of truth gives full faith in truth, and spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings. Our master's first article of faith propounded to his students was healing, and he proved his faith by his works. The ancient Christians were healers. Why has this element of Christianity been lost? Because our systems of religion are governed more or less by our systems of medicine. The first idolatry was faith in matter. The schools have rendered faith in drugs the fashion, rather than faith in deity. By trusting matter to destroy its own discord, health and harmony have been sacrificed. Such systems are barren of the vitality of spiritual power, by which material sense is made the servant of science, and religion becomes Christ-like. Neither substance nor the manifestation of spirit is obtainable through matter. Spirit is positive. Matter is spirit's contrary, the absence of spirit. For positive spirit to pass through a negative condition would be spirit's destruction. Controlled by the divine intelligence, man is harmonious and eternal. Whatever is governed by a false belief is discordant and mortal. We say man suffers from the effects of cold, heat, fatigue. This is human belief, not the truth of being, for matter cannot suffer. Mortal mind alone suffers. True Christian science, religion and medicine are inspired with a diviner nature and essence. Fresh pinions are given to faith and understanding, and thoughts acquaint themselves intelligently with God. Christian experience teaches faith in the right and disbelief in the wrong. It bids us work the more earnestly in times of persecution, because then our labor is more needed. Great is the reward of self-sacrifice, though we may never receive it in this world. The divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. Its purpose is good, and its practice is safer and more potent than that of any other sanitary method. The unbiased Christian thought is soonest touched by truth and convinced of it. Only those quarrel with her method who do not understand her meaning, or discerning the truth, come not to the light, lest their works be reproved. No intellectual proficiency is requisite of the learner, but sound morals are most desirable. Many imagine that the phenomena of physical healing in Christian Science presents only a phase of the action of the human mind, which action, in some unexplained way, results in the cure of disease. On the contrary, Christian Science rationally explains that all other pathological methods are the fruits of human faith in matter, faith in the workings not of spirit, but of the fleshly mind, which must yield to science. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. The substance, life, intelligence, truth, and love which constitute deity are reflected by his creation. And when we subordinate the false testimony of the corporeal senses to the facts of science, we shall see this true likeness and reflection everywhere. When false human beliefs learn even a little of their own falsity, they begin to disappear. A knowledge of error and of its operations must precede that understanding of truth which destroys error, until the entire mortal, material error finally disappears, and the eternal verity, man created by and of spirit, is understood and recognized as the true likeness of his maker. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 190. My God, my Father, make me strong when tasks of life seem hard and long, to greet them with this triumph song, Thy will be done. Hymn number 190.
My God.
Let's now sing hymn number 153. In thee, my God and Savior, forevermore the same, my spirit hath rejoicing, for holy is thy name. My soul doth magnify the Lord, sing all in glad accord. Praise him who lifts the lowly, for faithful is his word. I magnify and bless thee, for faithful is thy word. Hymn number 153.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Ephesians. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.